As I was driving here, I was thinking about, you know, what I would teach you about today, and I was thinking about, you know, this concept in yoga about happiness and the, you know, the teaching in the Yoga Sutra, which some of you have heard of, but doesn't matter if you haven't. It starts off talking about that that basically when we are in the now, that is when we experience yoga, and so. It's a philosophical text that outlines how for us to experience what yoga is. And so it's understood that this thing happens as humans where a lot of the time we don't feel like that. Actually, because we're in our human-like way in the world, we tend to see ourselves as separate to others. This is something that is... kind of necessary for our survival, if you like. Like you have to kind of see food as separate to you to be able to pick it up and eat it. You know, you have to, you know, like see the steering wheel as different to you to be able to drive your car. Does that make sense to everyone? So as far as our kind of just surviving in life, it's necessary for us, and that's why it is that way. We have our senses that help us to be able to survive. You know, we might hear a noise and then think, oh, what's that? Am I safe? And make sure we're safe. Do you see what I mean? So our sense, everything to do with our senses and our experience of separateness is so that we can basically survive. The teaching in yoga is that that's just a very small part. It's a pretty important part, you know, don't get me wrong, it's pretty important. It's very important. But it's not all that life is about, and that deep inside us, we already understand that we're more than that. We do have experiences where it's almost like a sense of like a beginning of samadhi is when we have an experience of merging with an object, and that might sound weird, but it's not really, because has anyone ever just like stared at the ocean? You just like gazed at the ocean and you might start off going, oh, isn't the ocean look beautiful? You see it as separate to you. At first you might kind of like listen to the sound of the waves. You're in your senses. And then you kind of go beyond your senses. And has everyone had that? I feel like the ocean, because we live near the ocean, is something that we probably all have in common. You know, has anyone, and you don't have to be a mum to have done this, has anybody ever like looked at a little baby asleep and gone, oh, they're so beautiful, and then you just kind of just stare at them for a while? Do you know what I mean? That sort of bonding experience. And you see what I mean? It doesn't have to be your baby to have that, right? Because we have this kind of natural connection, and we've all experienced that when we've been in love, and we experience it with our true friends. You know, like when you're really great friends, and they think about something, and you can just guess what they're thinking about. And they're like, how did you know? Do you? Everyone's had that? And we've all had that, right? So you can kind of get what I mean, that we do have many experiences of samadhi when we have this feeling of being not separate, when we feel with. And in some ways you can say that's what yoga is that withness, that connection. And then we actually have layers of that where we have what's referred to as supra-consciousness. The thing though is that sometimes we don't have that, right? In fact, probably more of the time we don't have that. More of the time we have this kind of tendency to think that, you know, we all want happiness. Anyone not want happiness? Everyone wants happiness, right? And there's this tendency though in our human, you know, separate self kind of way that we think of it as something that is over there. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'll be happy when. Be happy when the divorce is finished. I'll be happy when I've got married. I'll be happy when the baby's sleeping through the night. I'll be happy when I've got the job I want. I'll be happy when the renovation's finished. I'll be happy when I've got la 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 la. And a lot of it, if anyone's ever had any of those sad things happen to them, you can realise that then there's always the next thing. It's always the next thing. I'll be happy when I've got a better boss. Well, then, you know, you might get a better boss, but then I'll be happy when I've got a better co-worker. I'll be happy. Do you see what I mean? Like, it's this thing that we can do, and I think it's so, again, it's so human-like. It's not that it's so terrible. It's just that believing it is a major source of unhappiness for us. We're actually literally blocking the happiness that is inherent in us when we do that, when we believe those thoughts. And I get how we believe them. Do you see what I mean? So it's this understanding in yoga is that we need to have our practice, sadhana, it's referred to, your time of connecting with spirit, which you are, and I am, and we all are, and we all have that in common. And we actually absolutely need to have that time to practice that, so then it just pours into us in our life so that we realize that happiness is actually now, like right now. You can ask yourself, it's actually a very empowering question to ask yourself. Often we don't ask empowering questions. I'll give you an example of a very disempowering question. What's wrong with me? What's wrong with them? We're like quite good at measurement. A lot in our society we measure. That's why people like measure how much money they've got and what job title they've got and stuff like that, because it's countable and we'd like to be able to come to an end. But the truth is that there is no end, right? The infinite love is by definition without end. And yoga is helping us to get into the experience of the infinite and to stop counting it up. Has anyone ever been in a relationship when you start counting up the things the person's doing wrong? Oh, you don't do this, you don't do that, and you know what? Suffer. You know? Do you know what I mean? Anyone ever do that? I knew them because they're all enlightened. but you know what I mean? That if we do that, and we create more suffering for ourselves. So that's kind of a way that we disempower ourselves. A way that we can empower ourselves is to actually ask something like, okay, right now, in this very moment, how can I experience perfect happiness right now? Anyway, so I'm thinking about this. This is what I'm thinking about as I'm driving to here. And then there's all this traffic. I'm like, oh, that's weird. And I'm a little bit late, not too late. It's okay, it's still fine. Sitting there. And then I start like, rah, getting like really, I'm thinking, oh no, that's right. What? You know, I'm going to practice what I just thought of. And because this teaching in yoga, right, is that whatever's happening in your life, this is the teaching of karma. Whatever is happening is for you. It's not to you. You see what I mean? I could easily have sat there and go, fucking council traffic, you know, da-da, I can't believe they're doing this to me when I need to get to the studio, blah, blah, blah. Do you see how that just, see what I mean? That's blocking happiness without question. And so I was like, oh, so what right now can help me to experience true happiness? Right now, this very moment. Not when I get to the studio, like actually right now. I was like, oh, it's like such a relief. It's actually such a relief to let go of all of the whole storyline. Do you see? Because no matter what, no matter where we are, it's actually like right now. You think of it right now. Because I know that our survival thing is that we think, I've got all these needs, I have to have all these needs. But right now, what do you need? See what I mean? This very moment, you don't need to eat anything right now. You don't need to talk to anyone right now. You don't need to drink anything right now. You don't actually need anything like that right now. All that sort of surviving stuff actually isn't necessary in this very moment. And then once we have our practice and we absorb that realization deep inside, then when it comes to be like, okay, so now it's time to like get food ready, we don't do it resentfully. We don't be like, oh my God, I'm always the one that cooks the dinner. Right? We can instead go, oh my gosh, look at this beautiful, you know, avocado. You know, look at this beautiful whatever it is. And see how beautiful it is and actually how bountifully we're provided for and that we are part of that. And you know what I'm saying? You're part of it. Like when you actually think about eating, you actually literally are part of that because it actually goes into you. Do you see what I mean? So we actually have these experiences all the time. You have a glass of water, right? We're part of the universe. We're drinking water. It's in us, that which was up in the clouds. Do you see what I mean? So we are part of everything that's going on all of the time. We can't not be. If we're alive, we can't not be. Every breath you take, you know, we're breathing in and out together. So you see what I'm saying? We are actually all of the time infinitely part of the infinite universe. And once we kind of like open to that, is that pretty good, isn't it? It's actually pretty good. So with that idea, let's just close our eyes. And you can just say to yourself, you know, what right now, in this very moment, help me to be happy. Well, because sometimes it's a matter of just letting go. And let go of the storylines that maybe we're holding on to from yesterday. You know, even something as simple as the traffic, you know, sometimes we don't realize we're still kind of holding on, as if we're holding on to the steering wheel. And just let your hands totally relax. Just let all of your fingers relax. Let your arms completely relax. Forehead relaxed, your tongue rest in your mouth. Just feel the sensation of the ground underneath you. If you're sitting on your mat or on a bolster, just feeling that texture of what you're sitting on there, kind of the quality of the support. Feel your feet. For both of your feet. Bring your palms together at your chest and with the touch of your hands. As you feel your hands together, feel inside from your hands. And set your intention. We'll join together for one.